Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eric Coe is survived by his daughter, Rochelle Coe, a granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Alan and Barbara Coe, a sister, Janelle Coe and Roger Swigum, special friends, Pam and Walt, nieces, nephews, and many friends. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Morava is survived by her children, Ashley and Ryan Aris, and Riley and Sydney Morava, six grandchildren, mother Mary Lou Shaw, siblings Suzanne and Joseph Grindy of Beloit, Brian Thrasher of Janesville, and Michael Topham of Superior, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jean Welsh is survived by her brother, Ed and Joanne Welsh of Richland Center, three nephews, a niece, cousin, Margaret Steele, as well as many other relatives and friends. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65 of Boaz. Wayne Emmanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Lunk is survived by his wife, Diana, a son, Jeremy and Elise Lear, two grandchildren, his mother, Anita Steineck, three sisters, Cindy and Dan Lunk, Palacios of Charlestown, Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estes of Lake Nebogamon, and Deanna and Brian Christensen of Floyd's Knobs, Indiana, half-sister, Annika Williams of Jeffersonville, Indiana, stepmom Nancy Lunk of Richland Center, stepsister Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Delano, Minnesota, stepbrother Jason and Haley Edwards of Lone Rock, three sisters-in-law Kathy Muller of Nakusa, Melinda and Roy Roden of Black Hawk, South Dakota, and Deanna and Randy Hunt of Muscadet, two brothers-in-law Tim and Deb Muller and Doug and Fran Muller, both of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Emmanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joyce Montgomery is survived by three children, Ada Lesendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. Four step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 of Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tiana Salazar and Dylan Mulzon had a daughter, Isla Ray.